When a liberal cause turns conservative, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. At his inauguration, the president mentioned climate change. And to environmentalists, that means
stop the Keystone Pipeline.
That's activist Bill McKibben at last weekend's anti-pipeline protest outside the White House. He's worried that the president is so determined not to be stereotyped as some liberal, oil-phobic, anti-car pipeline hater that he might be too eager to compromise. But the opposition, as it turns out, isn't just from hypersensitive urban liberals.
I just don't believe that a Canadian organization that appears to be building a pipeline for their financial gain has more of a right to my land than I do.
That's Julia Crawford, who owns a Texas farm and doesn't want a pipeline under it. And then there's this woman, Deborah Medina.
Why would the legislature allow a company merely passing through our state to forcibly take property from Texas landowners?
You've never heard of her, but Deborah Medina ran for governor of Texas, is a Tea Party member, doesn't exactly come across as a save the polar bears type, and she told a state hearing last year that she doesn't see how this Canadian company gets off forcing its pipeline across private land. With gas prices going up, the president is under pressure to approve the full pipeline project. But with the protest expanding from an environmental issue to a property rights issue, he might have the political cover to say, wait a minute, and be seen not so much as a fossil fuel-hating liberal, but as a property rights-protecting conservative. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.